Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Ed Moya, Senior Market Analyst over at Oanda. Now Ed, you and I regularly talk about a wide range of markets because that's what you cover in your daily note for Oanda. However, there's one market, well, a couple markets that you constantly touch on. One that we're going to focus on right now is the cryptocurrency space. There is a lot of news last week around the cryptocurrency space, and quite frankly, the interest still in Bitcoin and some of the underlying coins is still very strong. A lot of people trading it and a lot of people speculating in the space. Let's start off with broad comments on Bitcoin here. Ed, Bitcoin right around that 55,000 level continues to be volatile, but still has this pretty strong following of investors, new investors, and speculators. What are your general thoughts on the overall health of Bitcoin and the interest that we continue to see?
Well, it's two-pronged. I think we see that there is just this relentless wave of institutional money that keeps piling into Bitcoin. It seems that every week there's just, whether it's a hedge fund or there's news that a major bank is going to provide more instruments that offer cryptocurrency trading or some type of derivative investment. There is just, it seems, this never-ending news flow of just countless Wall Street veterans that are capitulating and jumping on the crypto bandwagon. And I think, you know, it's important to point out that they're suggesting throwing 1 or 2 percent of trading capital into this, but on Wall Street that is millions and billions of dollars, and when you do that on such a small market, you're seeing just what it looks like exponential growth. I mean, the global crypto market cap is right around $2 trillion, and 4 months ago, it seemed like that would have been like a pipe dream. And now you just have, you know, all these major banks, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, you have a wide range of big banks that are embracing cryptos. And what's also fascinating is that the entire crypto universe is also seeing a tremendous breakthrough here with the blockchain technology. It's really provided a use case argument for Ethereum. And what you're seeing is that primarily over the last few years it was mostly just Bitcoin. Bitcoin was the driver, but now you're seeing that there's reason why you could see Ethereum become a very highly used cryptocurrency, and then you have other investments such as Cardano or even XRP, where there is a growing use case argument. But now what we're starting to see is that it seems that everything kind of was going well for cryptocurrencies. You've had a Biden administration that was going to appoint and did appoint Gary Gensler, a crypto friendly viewed person as head of the SEC, and you saw that kind of really, I think, drive that argument that okay, the regulatory hurdles are not going to be as bad, and all the rhetoric from the central banks, everyone is still in their exploratory stages, or they're doing their soft digital respective currency launches, and it seems that you're having some of the biggest markets turn crypto friendly. Even China just recently noted that they now view Bitcoin as a investment alternative. That is a significant shift from Beijing, and I think what you're going to see is that pivot is really providing a lot more belief that China's less than 2 years away from launching their digital yuan, and you're probably seeing that, wow, this pivot from the bank is really important for Bitcoin. So I think the public want Bitcoin. The public want, they see value in Bitcoin, and that's why you're seeing the you know, there's so much froth in this market. And I think, you know, the important takeaway is that, you know, it's, you know, certain cryptocurrencies are providing bubble-like scenarios. So I think that, a diversified portfolio, a small, you know, exposure to this market, you know, it could be what some people say is worth it. I think the moves we've seen in just this year, it really it's kind of jaw dropping. I think if let's say you invested $1,000 into Dogecoin, for instance, that $1,000 at one point over the last couple of days would have returned $55,000. That's kind of obviously speculative fervor, and you know this is. It seems that because there is no real fundamental supporting besides, relentless support from Elon Musk, it seems that this is going to end poorly for many people. And when you take a look at some of the massive moves in Dogecoin leading up to this, there have been countless stories. I can remember them clearly, that a lot of people, they poorly bought. They bought at the high, and then the coin went crashing. And I think it's important to say that, you know, with cryptocurrencies, you're going to see tremendous volatility. Bitcoin alone, I think there's been a handful of bear market plunges in just this year alone. I think, since the Coinbase IPO, we've seen it pull down 20% from its record high. So I think, it's one of the most riskiest investments out there. But because there is this institutional belief that long term, a year down the road, you're going to see it be much higher, a lot of people are still unfazed by that volatility and looking to see a massive appreciation many months down the road.
Okay, so Ed, you laid out a lot of bullish arguments here in terms of acceptance by the investment community and the speculation that has happened, even in coins like Dogecoin. But what about the news last week of Turkey essentially banning the use of Bitcoin in any transactions? And we still have the Treasury Department. Everyone's looking at the U.S. Are they going to put in some restrictions? Are other countries going to put in restrictions, especially as it times with the introduction of these individual countries' digital currencies? How do you see that being potentially a headwind for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies?
That's a great point that you mentioned. I do want to tackle Turkey first, because Turkey is an interesting story. Because remember, we have to take a look at what is happening in Turkey. And if you take a look at their currency and their outlook, the lira has been in free fall. Lira is one of the worst performing currencies. It's one of the favorite bearish bets. And Turkey is going to be imposing more capital controls. They need to thwart their currency slide. So the decision to ban crypto in Turkey was mainly because that was one of the ways that people were getting out of the lira in Turkey. So it's more of a reflection of just the problem within Turkey, I think. But as far as the U.S. and that's the big fear for cryptocurrency traders, is that there, and I think when you pay close attention to some of the rhetoric we've heard from the Treasury, Janet Yellen has been fairly vocal. There's this tremendous amount of concern regarding anti-money laundering, the funding of criminal activities, and what you're going to see is that there is going to be a lot more pressure to have greater transparency as far as, who is sending what and doing what with what money. And that kind of goes against the ideology of why people love Bitcoin. So there's going to be, I think, a lot more pressure as far as making this much more transparent on where money is going and leaving. And that is a big risk for Bitcoin and all the other cryptocurrencies. I think that the U.S. is still in the exploratory stage. I don't think that you're going to see a complete ban, but I think you're going to have much more stricter guidelines imposed. And that's something that the crypto world is slowly adopting to. So, a year ago, I think, the fear that Bitcoin was going to go to zero was pretty high. But it seems that because now you have some legitimate investment vehicles out there, that there's this belief that the Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies will adapt, and I think that's why the Coinbase IPO was really important, because that provided I think the belief that, okay, wow, we now have the largest U.S. crypto exchange is going to be under intense regulatory scrutiny, and it provided some relief that, okay, well, if Coinbase was able to debut and be successful, this is leading the belief that, okay, well, crypto is here to stay. I think Coinbase's IPO is one of those key moments I think a lot of people are extremely feeling that this makes Bitcoin a legitimate investment. And when you take a look at how it's behaved, I think it opened at $381. It's come back down some, but you have to remember, with this direct listing, there were no restrictions on people who got in. So if you're one of the early investors, there was no restrictions for you to sell at that open, sell when it hit $400. So I think it's being viewed as a very successful debut, and it's been attracting a wave of new customers and new interests. I think that for right now, Coinbase has lots of issues, lots of growing pains they're going through. There's so many different things that we could dissect and rip apart. But overall, the company is growing, and the company, they have a massive valuation. They have a tremendous amount of capital at their exposure now, and I think you're going to see that this was viewed as successful, and you're probably going to see other exchanges like Kraken IPO fairly soon and take advantage of this sudden surge higher here that we've seen overall with cryptocurrencies.
Really, the news over the last year, and even recently, as you said, with this Coinbase IPO, the acceptance, the argument that cryptocurrencies are going to be here, they're not going away anywhere, that argument has been grown. No matter what a lot of these gloom and doomers say about cryptocurrencies aren't going to be around, I don't know, the last year with this use case and the acceptance of it really just being a speculative vehicle, I think that really needs to be taken to note. Now, Ed, final comment then. You've outlined that there are a number of legitimate investment vehicles for cryptocurrencies, and one of the keys for any market, especially a speculative market, is to have big money participating. You're in New York. What are you seeing when it comes to some of the bigger firms that undoubtedly hated crypto years ago? Are they getting sucked in now? Is crypto being driven by bigger money?
I think right now what you're seeing is there's so much pressure to have some type of cryptocurrency offering, because when you take a look at last year, Bitcoin was the best performing asset out there, and there is this wide or optimistic view that you're going to see Bitcoin at 100,000, some people targeting 160. There's some even more outlandish calls for over 400,000. But it seems that if you're an investor and if you view this as potentially as a legitimate investment where there is tremendous upside, and you're only putting 1% of your capital at it, that 1% could have a tremendous payout that might beat the rest of your portfolio. You're having that type of pressure go across Wall Street, so everyone is now scrambling to provide a much more attractive offering, and that's why you're seeing all these companies are really kind of rushing to get some type of product out there. And I think that, you know, the interest too is amazing, because, you know, you have it, you know, it seems like there's different stages that we go through. Like, you know, a month ago we were talking about NFTs. We were talking about, oh, look at this new market. And while there's been a little bit of a fading interest of NFTs, for the most part, it was successful. And what it brought more education on cryptocurrencies. And it's I think the use case is still the blockchain technology. As far, it's going to change how companies operate going forward. It's going to really change. You know, the way oil is traded and funded, and how you're alerted. It's gonna, you can make so many use case arguments for the blockchain technology, and that is widely accepted. So I think there is a lot of easy justification by these big financial firms to say, well, you know, we're focused on blockchain, but yes, we offer you the Bitcoin. So there's just, I think, too much interest right now, and it seems that we're still. This is a growing market. So I think the regulatory fears are never going to go away. And eventually, you know, when each central bank has their own currency, it's going to be difficult to understand how other currencies are going to perform, if the use case is going to the digital euro and dollar and yuan. What's that going to mean for Dogecoin and these other ones? So I think it's an evolving market, but right now this is where I think a lot of the buzz is on Wall Street. So it just seems that for now, the crypto bandwagon just keeps on getting bigger and bigger.
All right, Ed, we'll wrap it up here. We could go on forever talking about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, some of the news that's driving it, the issues that it could have in the future, and also the start of all these other countries' digital currencies. It's an evolving situation, but there is no doubt that Bitcoin has regained a lot of its luster and has a lot of, especially the younger investors, investing in not just Bitcoin, but other cryptocurrencies. And that's also why we're seeing in Ethereum over $2,000. So I don't know. It's a sector that I find very interesting to see how it has continued to develop and also provides that volatility for traders. Ed, great chatting with you. I'll post a link to the Oando website where everyone can read over your daily note. We'll chat again next week. Thanks for your time, Ed.
Thank you.